Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Stress Detox Daily, your daily dose of peace and clarity. I'm Jessica Lane, and let's face it, life can feel like a constant juggling act sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, social commitments, and the ever-present scroll of doom on our phones, it's easy to get swept away in the chaos. But here's the secret weapon we all have, something that can truly change the game when it comes to our mental well-being. Self-compassion. You heard me right. It's not about being a pushover or letting things slide, but rather treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care we'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Ever notice how quick we are to judge ourselves when we mess up? We beat ourselves down with negative self-talk, replaying every mistake like a broken record. But wouldn't it feel better if we could just say, "Hey, I messed up, but that's okay. Everyone does. Let's learn from it and move on." That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to embrace our imperfections, acknowledge our struggles without shame, and treat ourselves with warmth and understanding. And believe me, my friends, this is a game changer. You know that feeling when you finally give yourself permission to rest after pushing yourself too hard? Or when you offer yourself words of encouragement instead of criticism after a setback? That's the magic of self-compassion in action. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways on how to cultivate this incredible superpower. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, become aware of that voice inside your head that's constantly judging and criticizing you. It might sound like a nagging friend or an overbearing parent, but remember, it's not always telling the truth. Practice noticing when that critical voice pops up and gently challenge its negativity. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. Would you berate them? Of course not. You'd offer words of support, understanding, and encouragement. So why treat yourself any differently? When you stumble, remind yourself that you're human, and everyone makes mistakes. 3. Practice mindfulness. One of the best ways to cultivate self-compassion is through mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present with your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, and the rhythm of your breath. This helps us connect with ourselves on a deeper level and fosters acceptance. 4. Seek support. Remember, we're not meant to go through this journey alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, offer genuine support, and remind you of your worth. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist when you need a listening ear or guidance. 5. Be kind to your body. Self-compassion extends beyond our thoughts. It's about treating our bodies with care and respect. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and give yourself permission to rest and recharge. Ever had a day where everything seemed to go wrong? Maybe you spilled coffee all over your new shirt, missed an important meeting because of traffic, or just felt like the world was conspiring against you? I'm sure we've all been there. It's easy to let those small setbacks snowball into a full-blown meltdown. You might start beating yourself up for every little mistake, feeling overwhelmed and defeated. But imagine instead if, after spilling that coffee, you simply said, "Okay, bummer, but it happens to the best of us. Let's just laugh it off and get cleaned up." See how much lighter that feels? That's self-compassion in action, turning a negative experience into an opportunity for grace and understanding. You acknowledge the situation without judgment, recognize your feelings, and choose to respond with kindness instead of harsh criticism. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize your inner critic, treat yourself like a friend, practice mindfulness, seek support, and be kind to your body. These aren't just empty words. They're powerful tools that can transform your relationship with yourself and create a more peaceful, fulfilling life. Ready to take the next step? Take a moment right now to visualize yourself in a situation where you usually feel stressed or overwhelmed. How would you respond differently if you approached it with self-compassion? Imagine offering yourself those same words of kindness and encouragement that you'd give to a loved one. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn, grow, and thrive together. And as always, remember, be kind to yourself, beautiful souls. You got this. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of stress detox goodness.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.